Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now, today we have a great program, some music by Grieg, some soundtracks, and even we're going to hit the high notes with selections from a disc of Castrati's. To begin, though, let's start with a musical surprise. This comes from the music of Haydn. His Surprise Symphony is one of the best-known works. It was written back in 1791 in London. This was for a concert series that he gave during one of his first visits to England. It was premiered March the year later. Now, the music contains many jokes, including probably one of the most famous of all, a sudden fortissimo chord at the end of an otherwise piano opening theme in the variations of the second movement. The music returns then to its normal quiet dynamic as if nothing had happened, and the ensuing variations do not repeat the joke. I think it's a great way to start the morning, and anyway, the fortissimo chord will get you up. Here are the members of La Petite Bande.
Thank you.
The Andante, the second movement from Haydn's Surprise Symphony. That was a performance by La Petite Bande with Sigvald Kuiken conducting. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to continue with some music by Schubert. Now, interestingly enough, he composed over 20 string quartets. We're going to be hearing his Death of a Maiden Quartet. Now, that was composed back in 1824, and this was at a time when the composer suffered through serious illness and realized that he just might be dying. Some say that this is Schubert's testament to death. The quartet is named after the theme of the second movement, which Schubert took from a song that he had wrote earlier in 1817 of the same title. It was not published until 1831, and that was 3 years after Schubert's death. And although passed over in his lifetime, the quartet has since become a staple in the quartet repertoire. This morning we've got a lovely performance. Here is the Amadeus Quartet.
Thank you.
the Amadeus Quartet and the second movement from Schubert's Death and a Maiden Quartet. And you're listening to CITR this Sunday morning at 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it's the special time of the morning, a little earlier this week than most. It's oboe music time. And this morning we're going to hear the three lovely romances written by Schumann. Now, interestingly, he left the study of law to return to music and pursue a career as a pianist. He had been assured by his teacher that he could become one of the finest pianists in Europe, but unfortunately, a hand injury ended this dream, and then he turned to composition. His three romances for oboe and piano were written specifically for the instrument, but they've also been performed on clarinet and violin. This morning, though, I'm a purist. We're going to hear a performance on the oboe as intended. Here is Joseph Kiss, joined by Yeno Yando and Schumann's three romances.
Thank you.
Ah, beautiful performance. That was Joseph Kiss on the oboe, joined by Yeno Yamdo on piano and Schumann's Three Romances. And I don't know about you, but you know, there are some nights, lots of them lately, that I stay up late and check out some late movies. And the other week proved to be a hit. There was a great pairing of music and film, and it was kind of a blast from the past to boot. We're going to hear a next selection from the soundtrack to the movie Shortcuts. Okay, I'm dating myself. It's back in the 80s. But here's a taste of Dvorak's Concerto in B minor.
Thank you.
Wow, a stunning performance. That was actress and cellist Laurie Singer with the Trout Quartet, and that was music by Dvorak from his Cello Concerto in B minor, and that music was actually used in the film Shortcuts. Now, this next selection comes from a brilliant CD. It's the music by Edward Grieg and performed by pianist Emil Gilels. Now, he discovered these works later in life, and he says of the miniature pieces that they're not merely simple childlike pictures. He goes on to say that they open up a world of great intimacy and feeling. Now, interestingly enough, Grieg wrote 66 lyric pieces in total between the years of 1867 and 1901. But for this recording, Gilels chose only the ones that he thought had the most bearing on Grieg's life. They are very beautiful in their simplicity. Let's take a listen. Thank you. such lovely music. That was Emile Gilels and music by Edvard Grieg from his lyric pieces. We heard two selections from the great album, and it's called Album Leaf and Melody. They're both from the Opus 47. Now, I promised this at the beginning of the program, that we're going to hit the high notes today. I think you've warmed up enough to hear it. We're going to hear some music by the castrati. Actually, a castrato is a man, in case you weren't aware, with a singing voice that's equivalent to either a soprano, a mezzo, or a contralto. And lots of composers wrote for them back in the day, including Handel, Purcell, Bach, and Rossini. We're going to actually hear a selection by Bach from his Mass in C minor. Here is Charles Brett and the Agnus Dei.
Thank you.
That was Castrati Charles Brett and the Agnus Dei from Bach's Mass in B minor. And that comes from a disc of Castrati's called Le Temps des Castrats. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do be sure, now I'm going to do a big plug for this because it's going to be a fantastic show next Sunday at 9 a.m. till 10 a.m. It's a special program as part of CITR's Fun Drive as we celebrate, get this, 75. Be sure to call in and pledge next week for your chance to win some great prizes. I'm talking about some phenomenal prizes. I want to thank most of the classical community, the Bach Choir, the Bach Children's Choir, the Symphony, the Academy of Music, the Vancouver Opera, Musica Intima, UBC Music, and lots of other great people who all have donated generously to help us reach our goal next Sunday at 9. So do make sure that you tune in at 9 a.m. and call in to pledge. But now make sure that you do tune in to hear a great show. It's called Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with the lovely and talented Worku. I'm going to leave you now with some music from the soundtrack to The Jungle Book. Till next Sunday at 9, I can't wait. Thank you.